Breezy, will you sing a few of his songs? I'll give you a break if you want to. Yeah.
Donal, I'll tell you a song I'll sing for you, and it's one that I grew up listening to my mother sing. And it was the first time I sang it was the first time I actually realised that I could sing. And it was when I was working in Tory Island, which was about, what do we see now? My daughter is, she'll be 21 this year. I'm wild with numbers and dates, and but it's certainly 15 years ago. I think it was the first season the hotel was open in Tory.
All right.
The first time I'd been to Tory was with Frank Mulroney, the vet, when I was about 18. There was an emergency call on the island, and I was lucky to get to go on the run. And do you know we actually needed a translator that time on Tory Island?
All Gaelic spoken.
It was all Gaelic.
Yeah,
all Gaelic.
Very, very little English.
All Gaelic.
Yeah.
And to tell you the truth, from that day on, it was my mission to get back there. And there was the job for the chef in the hotel was advertised. It was before, just for, they wanted a chef for Easter. And sure, that was my opportunity.
You went for it?
I went for
it. Head over heels.
And I got the job, and I worked there for nearly two seasons. But anyway, that was the first time I actually sang, was in the bar in the hotel, Austin Horry, one night. And I'd talk about being brave, for nobody had ever told me I could sing.
Mm.
But I loved singing.
Yeah, you loved the music and the beat.
Like I grew up, like Mammy, the business that we were in, the hotel business.
Entertainment, yeah.
Mammy, like she ran the show. She was the cook. She was everything, you know. And then at night, well, the Kelvin was the first singing lounge in Glenties. And Peter Oliver, actually, in the corner house in Ardra, got his first gig in the Kelvin.
That's a bit of history.
Yeah, but I remember lying in bed upstairs, and I could hear Mammy. Mammy would inevitably be invited to sing, and I remember lying in bed in the summer. It was this was a summer thing, business, if you like. Lying in the bed, listening to Mammy singing on the mic, thinking, "Oh my goodness!"
She was a good singer too.
Oh God, you've no idea. I remember one night, and God almighty, how old I was. I can't have been more than 8 or 9. I know I must have been smaller because Mammy was able to lift me up in her arms. But I was lying up in the bed, heard Mammy singing, and sneaked down to look in the side door and me in my pyjamas. And sure, didn't Mammy spy me? She spied me, and she took me up, and she sang with holding me in her arm. Yeah, she sang that Doris Day song, Que Sera. That was Mammy's song.
Yeah,
I actually.
That was her party piece.
That was